Hi, I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to the show. First topic this Thursday is inflation. Not for egos, not for balloons, and in this case, not a good thing. Inflation, economically speaking, is when prices go up and your money doesn't buy as much. This has been a constant in America this year. The Consumer Price Index is a measure of how prices change for goods and services over time, and in 2021, it's been hitting levels not seen since the Great Recession was underway in 2008. Prices rose by 4.2% in April as compared with April 2020. They were 5% higher in May over the previous year. June and July prices were 5.4% higher, and August's were 5.3% over where they were in 2020. One component of all this is energy prices. They've been skyrocketing lately, and that's causing concerns as the cold winter months approach. Earlier this year, a number of economists and banking officials said they believed the spike in inflation would be temporary, that once supply chains normalized after the COVID pandemic, prices for goods and services would also get back to normal. But that hasn't happened yet. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said this week that not only have supply problems continued, they've gotten worse in some cases, so inflation's likely to remain elevated for months before it settles down. Concerns about this contributed to a noticeable plunge in the U.S. stock market on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 major stocks dropped 569 points. It did recover a little of that on Wednesday. Inflation isn't just a problem in the United States. Spain and the United Kingdom are among the countries that are seeing price rises of their own. And the Bank of England says that while it expects inflation to cool off, it doesn't think it's hit its worst point yet. Stateside, there are some tools the Federal Reserve has to try to limit inflation. The nation's central bank aims to keep the economy growing comfortably.
Inflation is the textbook term for prices rising over time and purchasing power falling. Think of a trip to the grocery store. It sets you back $100. A year from now, you buy all the same items, but they now cost $103. That's inflation. 3% to be exact. So, what causes inflation? A rise in production costs is one scenario. For example, booming energy prices can drive up the cost of transportation or manufacturing. Rising wages can also contribute to inflation. If business owners have to pay workers more, they might also raise prices to cover those higher labor costs. Inflation can also happen when the demand for goods exceeds supply. Then businesses selling those items can increase prices. Prices going up slowly is generally considered a good thing, especially if wages rise too. It helps keep the economy dynamic and growing. The U.S. Central Bank has even a target inflation rate, 2%. But inflation can quickly get out of control when governments print too much money to pay for spending. When not enough real value underlies that paper, prices surge. That's called hyperinflation. It happened in Germany, in Zimbabwe in the 2000s, and most recently in Venezuela. And it's the Fed's job to make sure the United States keeps the inflation rate on track.
10-second trivia. What is the fastest spinning planet in our solar system? Jupiter, Mercury, Saturn, or Neptune? Jupiter spins much faster than Earth. Instead of 24 hours, its days last less than 10. Though it spins quickly, Jupiter's orbit around the Sun takes about 12 years. And that, coincidentally, is the scheduled length of a new NASA mission that aims to study asteroid swarms that orbit in front of and behind Jupiter. NASA's plan is to send a spacecraft called Lucy on a flyby of 7 asteroids. It'll observe them with a camera, a thermometer, and a spectrometer to see what their surfaces are made of. The Lucy mission is scheduled to launch a little over 2 weeks from now, and while the asteroids are on either side of Jupiter, they're not exactly close to the planet. NASA says they're as far away from Jupiter as Jupiter is from the Sun. That's roughly 480 million miles. The Lucy mission is projected to cost $981 million. What scientists are hoping to learn from it is some history about our solar system, including how the planets wound up in their current spots. After its mission is over, the 46-foot Lucy spacecraft could eventually collide with Earth or Jupiter, but scientists say that would take 100,000 years. Coming back down to Earth, in some parts of the world, as you're about to see, there's a method of collecting honey by burning beehives. It's a traditional practice that's been carried out for quite some time, but it does kill most of the bees. On a largely impoverished island in the Gulf of Guinea, officials say the number of wild beehives has decreased because of the burning. There are people working to change these practices, though, in an effort to keep the workers working, the bees buzzing, and the honey flowing.
Sometimes you think that the only thing that they do is honey, but bees, these little creatures, they're much more than just honey.
On the tropical island of Principe, located off the west coast of Africa, the food economy is heavily reliant on imports, especially from Portugal. In its quest to become more self-sufficient, the islanders make a beeline for the planet's most efficient pollinators.
We depend on the bees for everything that we eat, a lot of products, a lot of varieties, and they do all of these for free and we don't even notice them. Without bees, our crops are much less productive. Every 1 in 3 bites that you take every day from your food depends on bees. For example, coffee can produce 3 times more if you have bees. So if you have coffee in your mornings, thanks to the bees. In the past, in Principe, people used to burn the bees. So we're just guys climbing the trees without beekeeping suit or any protection, just burning the whole thing and just take the wild honey.
I used to set fire to the swarm. I wouldn't spare a thought for the queen and her workers. I just burned them. But now with the training I already have, I would never advise anyone to set fire to a hive ever again.
People that work with bees can protect nature, can protect the forest, and can be a sustainable alternative. We don't need to stop using honey. We can just find a more efficient way to do it.
Since bee burning was banned on Principe, over 400 hives per year have been saved. And in turn, the island hopes to become self-sustaining as more local food products are being sold in the market.
It's urgent for Principe to try to find a way to produce its own food and don't rely in other countries and other places. We need to be sustainable. And the only way to achieve this is through the bees. So it's incredible how people here realize it very quickly that with the burning the bees, they start to have less fruits and vegetables and less food on the island.
Today, here on Principe Island, we see that there are many places where bees are pollinating. So farmers today are happy because of the bees.
It's a win-win, both from the agriculture and the beekeeper. Everybody's winning. I wish humans could be more like bees. As the bees, we need to work together with this land and with other animals, with the plants and the forest. We need to protect nature because we are part of the nature. We are nature.
When it comes to goats and herding dogs, farms and fields make sense. A furniture store does not, especially when it's in the city of Atlanta. The idea was for the goats to naturally clear out an overgrown lot down the street, but the animals apparently decided to see the city while they were there, and people passing by were happy to see them too. In fact, it was the city folks who helped round up the country creatures right outside a Rooms to Go. More like ruminants to go, if you know what I'm saying. Where else would you look for a Bova daybed? We hear they have a great sale on ottomans, and for beard room sets, their prices are tough to bleep. Just don't ask to see any sheepskin rugs, because they might think you're trying to billy them with something offensive. Carrollton High School, thank you for watching from Saginaw, Michigan, and for leaving a comment at youtube.com/CNN10. That is the only place we look for your shout-out requests. I'm Coral Azuz.